Right now, we're going to play a little Music IQ. Paul, our listener, was kind enough to send this to us. We love playing trivia games here with the team, and we have a lot of fun. We also, I believe, are going to get a visit from Skip Skipley tomorrow for a little For the Record. But, so we're going to play Music IQ. The deal is we each have some trivia questions in our hands. I will ask questions to Esmeralda. Esmeralda will ask questions to Dan, and Dan will ask questions to me. And whoever has the most right at the end will get a ride in a car with the great George Romero, Zombie George Romero.
Oh,
he was a lovely man when he was alive, and he's even lovelier now that he's a zombie. And he was just one of my heroes. So I hope I win this one.
Mm.
And this is right before Flashback Weekend, where, as I mentioned before,
yeah, you could take him along.
I'll just bring Zombie George Romero to the tribute to him. Because we're going to do a tribute
there
to George Romero.
There you go. You lure him with your brains.
Maybe he can officiate the wedding between you and Dana.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Because I think Dana DiLorenzo and I will be married over the weekend.
Mm.
So I think that's going to happen. But we'll be divorced by Monday. So
Right.
So anyway, it's going to be a fun weekend at Flashback. And it's going to be great. So, all right. So shall we begin? Red side first, okay? For those of you who have the cards in front of your face. I will ask Esmeralda first, and then Esmeralda to Dan, Dan to me. Shall we begin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, boy, this is a tough one, Esmeralda. Axl Rose is the singer of which band? These are all multiple choice if you need them.
What are the choices?
Kiss, Metallica, or Guns N' Roses?
Guns N' Roses.
That's correct. How did you know that?
I was hoping there were going to be silly ones.
How did you know that?
I just know.
Man, you know all.
I know.
Okay.
High Music IQ.
I know that I know.
You're cute. I know that you know that I know.
I know that I know that you know that I know.
All right. What do we got?
Right.
To Dan.
I didn't know that.
To Dan.
Green Day and the Offspring belong to which musical movement? Alternative rock, new metal, punk rock.
Punk rock.
Correct.
Really?
That is an interesting choices for punk rock.
Absolutely, yes. I totally agree that those are, at best, interesting choices for the punk rock genre. I wouldn't necessarily put either of them in the punk rock genre, but okay.
Well, Green Day.
I think they belong. I just don't know when you think punk rock, those are the first two bands you think
right.
of.
Yeah. Well, you know, but I guess the first couple of Green Day records.
It's like SoCal punk rock.
Yeah.
Like
very
that.
Nice.
That's,
I like
yeah, no, that's mm-hmm. what it is right there.
Wait, are they? They're not from SoCal. Are they from, like, San Francisco?
I don't know.
Berkeley?
But either way.
It's California punk rock.
NorCal.
Yeah.
She meets John Tesh, and all of a sudden she has this deep history of SoCal.
Now I know all the
yeah.
the abbreviations.
All right.
Which Spice Girl almost never joined the group?
Come on, how am I supposed to know that?
Victoria Adams, Emma Button, or Jerry Harwell? Howell, sorry.
Jerry Harwell.
That is incorrect.
Who was it?
Emma Button.
Okay.
Oh.
Baby Spice was a last-minute replacement for Michelle Stevenson, who had to leave the group.
No.
Wow. I didn't know
we
that.
All know Michelle Stevenson went on to do
be
nothing.
Michelle Stevenson. That's great. You know, Esmeralda gets the question of who's the lead singer of Guns N' Roses. Dan gets a question about what is Green Day falls into punk rock. And I get why did one of the Spice Girls not almost be in the Spice Girls? I forgot that I read that biography on the Spice Girls.
Maybe
week.
You should have.
Good Lord. All right, you ready?
Cry, baby. Yes.
What is the name of the sequel to the film Saturday Night Fever? Saturday Night Fever 2, Fame, or Staying Alive?
Staying Alive.
That's right. One of the worst movies ever made.
Who sang the 2010 hit song Not Myself Tonight? Lady Gaga, Alicia Keys, Christina Aguilera. Not Myself Tonight. The 2010 hit song.
Christina Aguilera?
Correct.
All right.
What the hell?
All right. Wow.
Which movie soundtrack was composed by Phil Collins? The Lion King, Tarzan, or Pocahontas?
That's Tarzan.
That is correct. One of the film's tracks, You'll Be in My Heart, won an Oscar, a Golden Globe, and a Grammy.
That's correct. Oh. Yeah. Good movie, too. It is.
Uh-huh. It's a good movie. Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Next. Come on, man. Which band recorded the hit song Don't Want to Miss a Thing from the film Armageddon? Was it Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles, or Aerosmith?
Aerosmith,
that's
please.
Correct. It stayed at the U.S. Billboard Hit Parade chart for 4 weeks in a row.
Oh.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes. Okay. Diana Ross was a member of which band?
Come on!
Before starting her solo career. The Pointer Sisters, The Supremes, or Chic?
I will have to go with The Supremes.
Correct.
Thank you.
This is fixed.
Was there any facts to that one?
Nope.
Yeah, this is fixed. This is fixed, man.
Ooh, British flavor for you this morning, Nick. Which British boy band first sent Robbie Williams to stardom? Was it Take That, Boyzone, or the Backstreet Boys? Take That, Boyzone, or Backstreet Boys?
Take That.
That is correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Good job.
Thanks. Robbie Williams. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Which Eric Clapton song can be heard in the movie Rush? Tears in Heaven, Sunshine of Your Love, or After Midnight?
Tears in Heaven.
Nice guess. Very good. Yes.
What's Rush?
Rush is a terrific movie with Jennifer Jason Leigh and Jason Patrick about being hooked on drugs and being an undercover cop. It's a really, really good movie.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
1991?
Okay, that sounds
really
familiar.
Good movie, and both of them are phenomenal in it. Jason Patrick and Jennifer Jason Leigh, phenomenal in it.
Dan, which Irish rock group has won over 20 Grammy Awards?
Come on!
The Who, U2, or Aerosmith?
Oh, you too?
Listen.
Yes.
First of all, the Who's logo is the Union Jack. I would just like to point that
first
out.
First things first.
Oh, boy.
Secondly, everybody knows Aerosmith is from Boston. So even if you didn't know,
you can deduce.
Good Lord.
U2 is also one of the few rock bands to have stayed together for several decades.
All right. It's 4 for Dan, 4 for Esmeralda, 2 for me. But I still have one more. We have a couple more questions. All right, Dan.
Yes. I think you'll make it up on these next two.
I hope so.
Mamma Mia is a musical by which band? Italian Luftwaffe, Swedish ABBA, or German Boney M?
It's ABBA.
That is correct.
All right. Okay. Let's get these in real quick here. Last question of the round. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What legendary event took place during the Michael Jackson performance at Motown's 25 concert? He burned his hair. He sang Thriller for the first time with a dance troupe. He performed the moonwalk.
The moonwalk.
Yeah. That's right. And here's a little tidbit.
Yes.
God, these are so small. Jackson learned the signature move from a young street dancer. The move has already had been invented for several years.
Well, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Complete the following lyrics. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I'm made of plastic. It's pretty drastic, so elastic, or fantastic.
Fantastic.
Correct.
This is just not fair.
Rolling Stone magazine included that song on their 2007 list of most annoying songs.
No, really? Really? All right. Okay, this is the last question before we break.
Who wore a horrific swan dress to the 2001 Oscar ceremony?
Isn't horrific?
Hey, be nice.
Not horrific at all.
I thought she looked great. It's Bjork.
Yes.
Who were the other choices?
Janet Jackson or Lady Gaga?
Janet Jackson. Oh. She'd never wear a swan dress.
Okay, everybody's got everything right except me. Dan got 5. Esmeralda got 5. I got 4. I guess it's not that bad. I only missed one, but you know, I had to guess at like 2 of them because they weren't obvious questions. Like, is U2 Irish?
That's not obvious.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Stand by.
in case anybody was wondering, Axl Rose is the lead singer for Guns N' Roses.
Who?
Yeah.
U2's Irish?
I guess, apparently. We just learned, that.
So. Axl Rose. That's a funny name for a front man.
Especially in a band called Guns N' Roses. Are we going to hear anything?
Wait, it'll come. We'll go with the. We can just start playing and then.
All right,
and we'll get have a soundtrack.
All right.
So, hey, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are playing another round of Music IQ. Currently, it's a cheat.
What?
Everybody's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Dan has 5, Esmeralda has 5, and I have 4.
Just because we're smarter than you in the music.
That's right.
Realm.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, don't be mad at us.
Okay.
It's funny because it's true.
I don't know. Maybe you should listen to more music.
I should. Are we going to keep going, or are we have something? Come on and oh, God.
Do you even know who this is?
Huey Lewis.
Nicole Richie's dad.
Yeah. All right. Well, Wild Card Wednesday continues. Dan?
I mean, I would have requested.
Yeah, but it's
he's
not
also
you.
In Marengo.
It's Dan in Marengo who chose Lionel Richie's All Night Long. Mm-hmm. All right.
Worth the wait.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, here we go. Round 2. Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
How did the Black Keys find their name? One of their friends called Odd People Black Keys. It refers to the Black Keys on a piano. Most of their music has a dark feel.
Piano.
That would be the obvious thought, but it's not. It's one of their friends called Odd People Black Keys.
Okay.
So I don't know. I would have thought it was from the piano as
right.
well, but.
Montreal-based band Arcade Fire was founded in 2001 by the Butler-Chassang couple. Which other family member is a part of the band? Butler's cousin, Butler's brother, or Chassang's brother?
Chassang's brother.
No, Butler's brother.
Ah.
You know who would have known that? Colin. Colin Suter.
Canadian Bill.
And Canadian Bill, obviously.
Which Cuban singer reached international stardom at nearly 70 years old? Tito Puentes, Papi Sanchez, or Ibrahim Ferrer? Your choices again. Tito Puente, Papi Sanchez, or Ibrahim Ferrer?
I'm going to say Ibrahim Ferrer.
That is correct. Under the Buena Vista Social Club.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What is true about Robin Gibbs' 1969 release, Saved by the Bell?
It's amazing.
What is true about Robin Gibbs' 1969 release?
Great theme song.
Release, Saved by the Bell. Its only lyrics are Ding Dong. It was the first major song to use a rhythm box. The accompaniment is played on the bells.
Accompanied by the bells.
No, it's the first major song to use a rhythm box.
Whatever.
Okay. See, now you guys
I've heard other songs.
Okay.
What is the musical style of the band Il Divo? Italian variety, operatic pop, or jazz?
Operatic pop.
Correct.
Wow.
I watch my PBS.
Oh, yeah, they're always on.
Always.
Yeah.
Who was nicknamed the John Lee Hooker of Mali? Was it Ali Farka Touré, Fela Kuti, or Amada of Amado and Miriam?
That's fantastic. I'm going to go with B.
That is incorrect. Ali Farka Touré. Okay.
Wait, Mali like the drug? Wait, I'm confused.
Ali.
Oh, Ali.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
I heard Molly.
with whom did Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder share a slow dance during the 1992 MTV Video Music Awards? Was it Madonna, Kurt Cobain, or his mother?
Wait, say the question.
With whom did Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder share a slow dance during the 1992 MTV Video Music Awards?
I would have seen this. What was the first?
It's Madonna, Kurt Cobain, or his mother.
Oh, I'm going to go mother.
It was Kurt Cobain.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Even though he hated Pearl Jam. Kurt Cobain did.
But I'm sure he thought what's his face was a nice man.
Eddie.
Yes.
I don't know about that, but...
Inner. Oh, all right.
Ooh, interesting.
It's my turn.
I'm sorry.
Where did Moby get his stage name? From a cruise ship company, from his ancestor, Herman Melville, or from a bookstore in Taos, New Mexico?
Ancestor, Herman Melville.
Correct.
Wait a minute. He's related to Mel? I didn't know
that.
Yes. Yeah.
His name is actually Herman. I'm sorry. His real name is Richard Melville Hall.
Wow. I did not. All these years, yes. He's actually related to him?
Yeah. Yep. It's his great.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
It's his great, great, great uncle.
That's really cool. Isn't that I didn't cool? know that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
In her song, Don't Stop the Music, Rihanna used samples from which other song? Wanna Be Starting Something by Michael Jackson, Maso Masakea by Manu Dibango, or Mama Soul by Harold Alexander?
Let's go with Mama Soul by Harold Alexander.
That is incorrect. Soul Masakasa.
Yeah, wait. Okay. All right. Space synth, Esmeralda, is a subgenre of which musical style? Dance, disco, or rock?
Disco.
That's right.
That is correct.
All right. I knew that.
Next.
In which strange place did Daft Punk intend to launch the world premiere of their album Random Access Memories? Brûlères les Champs in central France, in the Inca city of Machu Picchu, or Wiwa in the Australian bush?
I'll go with A, France.
Wrong. Wiwa in the Australian bush.
All right.
What was particular about the live performance of the influential 1970s orchestra, the Art Ensemble of Chicago? They performed barefoot. They wore African makeup. They wore a different color of the rainbow.
Barefoot.
But they wore African makeup.
Okay. All right, real quick. Michael Hutchins is the lead singer and founder of what Australian rock band? In Excess, Silverchair, or Men at War? Okay.
In Excess.
All right.
Which band is named after a beverage from the age of the American Prohibition? Squirrel Nut Zippers, the Hot Toddies, the Grasshoppers.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Correct.
All right. What famous Cuban vocalist often sang with Tito Puentes is considered to be the king of the timbales? Ibrahim Frajera, Celia Cruz, or Alia Maria Mompi?
Celia Cruz.
That is correct.
Okay. Dan wins.
Yay!
Dan, say hi to Zombie George Romero for me.
I will.
Okay. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
My future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, will be joining us.
Exciting.
All right. News is next.